好，我们看约伯记十一章。
Let's come to Job chapter 11.
啊，十一章是约伯第三个朋友也加入哈辩论了。
The third friend of Job has entered the debate.
啊，这个人叫做索法。
His name is Zophar.
啊，索法这个人是独断主义者。
He is a person very self.
他不像前面两个朋友。
Is unlike the two friends previously.
哦，以利华他是讲哈啊他的这个宗教经验。
Eliphaz shared about his religious experience.
哦啊，这个比勒达是讲哈这个古人的传统。
And Bildad shared about the experience from the old days.
哦，但是啊，这个啊说法他是哈强调自己的权威跟绝对的是非。
And Zophar emphasized on his own personal opinion.From and right and wrong.
如果用我们现在的话来讲，就好像说他哈、哦、自己的那种哈、哦、一套的神学啦。
So today, if we talk about this kind of people, is the person who came out his own theology.
所以觉得感觉上好像只有他明白神的心意。
As if he is the only one that know about the heart of God.
哦，只有他知道神行事的法则。
Only he is the one that know about how God works.
对哈、哦，他就很直接的来斥责约伯。
So directly he rebuked Job.
而且那个言辞哈，比前面两个朋友哈更严厉、更苛刻。
And the way how he when he spoke to Job, he speak more fiercely and cruelly.
哦，第一段是第一节到第六节。
The first section is from verse 1 to 6.
他认为约伯哈受的刑罚还太轻嘞。
He thought Job has been punished too little compared to what he has done.
哦，他认为神哦还太便宜你啦。
He thought God has been too kind to Job.
你是罪有应得嘞。
Your sin hasFall upon you rightly.
但是神已经从轻发落了呢。
But actually, God has given let you off the hook easily.
啊，你还不知道感谢，你还在哈要找神哈来理论。
Do you should be thanking God instead of asking God and trying to debate with God?
啊，前面两个朋友都跟你讲说你有罪，你要认罪，你还不认罪。
The first two friends has been telling you you have sinned. How come you still do not acknowledge your sin?
罪你不认罪等于罪上加罪。Yeah.
Since you do not acknowledge your sin, this by doing this you are sinning the more.
第一节
，verse one.
拿马人说法回答说：“这许多的言语，岂不该回答吗？”
Zophar the Namathite answered and said, Should not the multitude of words be answered?
所以说话已经听不下去了。
So he could no longer bear and listen what Job has to say.
他说约伯你讲这么多话。
You say so many words.
所以我要回答你啊。
It's my time to give you an answer.
哦，要讲我也比你会讲啊，大家来讲吧。
If you want to debate, I know one or two things to say as well.
所以他指责哈约伯哈多嘴多舌了。
He said Job is a person who is full of talk.
多嘴多舌的人岂可称义吗？
Should a man full of talk be vindicated?
意思说你话讲的太多了啦。
You spoke too much.
哦，再来哦，第三节，他说哦，约伯讲话夸大，哦，嬉笑啊。
And he said Job's talk is all empty talk, and mocking.
他说，岂没有人叫你害羞吗？
Should no one...make rebuke you?
哦，岂没有来责备你吗？
Should no one cause you to be ashamed of yourself?
所以他现在要出来责备他了。
So he is now taking this job.
第四节
，verse four.
他认为哈、哦，这个约伯死不认错。
He considered Job has been very arrogant and refusing to admit his own fault.
我还自称无辜啊。
And say declare his own innocence.
哦，因为约伯说哈、哦，他的道理纯全嘛。
Because Job said, "My doctrine is pure."
哦，他在神眼中哈、哦、是圣洁的嘛。
That he is clean in the eyes of God.
哦，那听在这个说法耳中，他说你还不认错，还在那边辩呐、啊。
And for Zophar, he's very unhappy with what Job has said. Is that you are still finding excuses and not wanting to admit your own sin?
第五节
，verse five.
哦，他认为约伯哈、哦、讲话亵渎神。
He considered Job has been blaspheming against God.
所以他说哈，唯愿神开口哈来攻击你呢。
So he said, "Oh, God would speak and open his lips against you."
哦，你看哦，第三节哈，他说他 他要责备约伯嘛，他要出来责备约伯。
Now in verse 3, he wanted to come out to rebuke Job.
哦，我责备还不够，我要请神出来哦，也来责备你。
Now I'm not the only one who should be rebuking you. If God come out, he will also rebuke you.
哦，第六节。
Verse 6.
哦，他说约伯需要再受教育。
He think that Job should be re-educated.
所以他说愿神将智慧哦来啊指示你。
That he will show you the secrets of wisdom.
哦，他说哦，神实在哦太便宜你了。
God has actually given you an easy time.
所以他对约伯说啊。
So that's why he said.
你当知道啊，神追讨你的罪孽啊，比你该得的还少呢。
Know therefore that God exacts from you less than your iniquity deserves.
所以整段看起来就是说，你哈。你受罚还太轻了，照理讲应该还要啊、哦、再受刑罚才对嘞。
So you have been punished too little. If according to me, you should be punished more.
哦，所以很严苛啦。
So he is very cruel, harsh.
好，第二段是第七节到十二节。
The second section is from verse 7 to verse 12.
啊、哦，这个说法告诉约伯说，你的公义能比神吗？
Can your righteousness be compared to God?
哦，所以他在这一段啊，赞叹神奥妙难测。
This passage he is praising God and say God is beyond our understanding.
哦，第七节
，verse 7。
哦，他告诉约伯说：“你考察就能测透神吗
？”Can you search out the deep things of God?
神的智慧高深长宽。
The measure of God's wisdom is longer than the earth and broader than the sea.
你能做什么？你知道什么
？What do you know?
第十节
，verse 10。
他说：“神的全能啊，啊，难挡啊。
”The power of God is nobody can hold back His power.
哦，神要做的事情
，whatever God set out His mind to do.
哦，他将人拘禁
，if He were to imprison someone.
哦，招人来受审。
Gather to judgment.
啊，谁能阻挡神呢
？Who can hinder him?
哦，意思就是说，哇，你很无知呢。
You are of little understanding.
啊，你在阻挡神的作为啊。
You are trying to hinder the work of God.
哦，所以啊，他认为约伯很无知啊。
So he considered Job to be without much knowledge.
哦，十一节
，verse 11。
他说神本知道啊，虚妄的人呢。
For God knows deceitful man.
那可见。他指着约伯就是虚妄的人。
So he considered Job to be a deceitful man.
哦，神不用去查究呢。
God sees weakness. God doesn't need to go and search.
哦，就能很清楚人的罪行呢。
He already sees and knows every iniquity and sin of man.
哦，他指着约伯，哦，这个愚不可及啊。
So he considered Job to be so foolish.
他说什么？傻子不可能有知识啊。
A foolish man cannot contain wisdom.
哦，这个哦，驴子哦，也不能哦，这个哦，哎啊，身为人呐、啊。
Like a wild donkey's colt is born a man.
其实就是暗指着约伯哈、哦，你愚蠢，好像那个驴子，你知道吗
？So it's implying Job, you are so foolish and uneducated, like the donkey's colt.
哦，第三段十三节到二十节。
The third section is from verse 13 to verse 20.
他劝约伯要悔改。
He asked Job to repent.
好，如果我们没有看前半段，如果只看这一段哦。
If we do not consider the first portion of his speech,
讲得很好。
Then this last portion is actually quite good.
有罪本来就是要悔改。
If a person
悔改就是要这样悔改的。
If a person has sinned, he should repent. And if he decide to repent, this is how he should repent.
好，这边讲到悔改之路。
So this talk about a path to repentance.
哦，而且讲到悔改之后的结果。
The result of your repentance.
哦，十三节、十四节是讲到悔改之路。
So from 13 to 14, talk about the way how you ought to repent.
要怎么悔改
？How you should repent.
十三节。
13.
要将你的心安正。
Prepare your heart.
就是说动机要纯正。
Set your motivation.In the correct place.
然后要向神举手。
And then stretch out your hands toward him.
方法就是祷告。
So the way is to pray.
十四节。
Verse 14.
要除掉罪孽。
Get rid of iniquities.
就是说你的行为要改正。
That means to change your behavior, your action.
然后不容不义。
And not let any wickedness.
就是生活要圣洁。
Dwell in your tent, that means have no fault and iniquity in your life.
改正之后要保守圣洁的生活。
So once you have changed your way of living, then you shall continue to live this holy life.
十五节到十九节就是悔改的结果。
And from 15 to 19 records the result of his repentance.
十五节。
15.
这个结果说第一个哈。扬起脸来啊，你可以扬起脸来。
Then only after you repent, you should be able to lift up your face.
意思就是说，你现在的羞耻可以除掉了。
So it means you can get rid of the shame that you have already accumulated.
本来是头抬不起来的。
Originally, you could not lift up your head.
但是你现在可以扬起脸来。
But after you repent, you could lift up your face.
再来，你可以坚固无惧。
And then you could be steadfast.
就是良心平安。
And not fear and have peace in your heart.
就是问心无愧。
Then your conscience will be clear.
16节。
16.
你可以忘记苦楚。
You can forget your misery.
因为神已经将你的灾难除掉了。
Because God has already taken away your tribulation.
17节。
17.
从此之后你的生活可以光明。
From that time onward, your life would be brighter than day.
满有喜乐的生活。
And you can live a life of joy and happiness.
18节到19节。
18 and 19.
而且你大有指望。
And you have hope.
可以坦然安息。
And you could lie down.
不用惧怕将来的。
And do not have to fear about the future.
最后哈，很多人向你求恩呐。
Even many will come and court your favor.
你可以使别人得到福气啊。
You can even blessing can come through you to many people.
如果没有看前面那一段，他指责约伯哈。
If let's not point to the, let's not look at the first portion.For his accusation against Job.
这一段是真的是劝人悔改的道路跟结果。
This particular portion here is a good passage to remind people to return to the Lord and repent.
但是约伯没有犯罪啊。
However, Job has not sinned.
他要悔改什么呢？
What is he going to repent about?
所以他劝约伯完之后，他再警戒警告约伯。
So after he reminded Job to repent, lastly he gave Job a warning.
如果你不悔改，只有死路一条。
If you do not repent, only way out is death.
20节。
Verse 20.
他说恶人的眼目要失明。
The eyes of the wicked will fall, fail.
恶人到最后无路可逃。
They shall not escape.
他们的指望就是弃绝。
And their hope, loss of life.
所以劝他悔改完之后又警告他
So after he asked him to repent, then he gave him a final warning.
你不悔改的路就是死路一条。
If you do not repent, then you can only wait on, your only hope is loss of life.
好，从这一整章看下来。
So from this whole chapter,
那三个朋友原本的意思动机就是要来安慰他帮助他的。
The three friends of Job, originally, they come with the intention to help and to comfort Job.
好，那我们所关注的是这个受难受病的人本身。
And are we paying attention to this person who is suffering right now?
还是自己的神学立场？
Or are they caring about his, are you caring about your own theological understanding?
现在说法他只关注的只是我的神学立场。
If you take a look at Zophar now, he is only interested in where he stands in terms of theology.
我的研究就是这样告诉我的。
This is what my finding tell me.
但是他现在没有站在这个受难者的立场。
He is not putting himself in the shoe of the person who is suffering.
所以他这样啪啪啪啪我开始讲一套这个神学立场了。
So he starts sharing about his theological principles.
讲了一大堆这个理论啊。
So many theology principles.
有些时候我们也不小心落入这种情境。
Sometimes we may fall into the same situation.
本来是要安慰人啊。
We came with the intention to bring comfort to this person.
或许我们去了之后听本来我们要安慰人他讲的话好像说我们急于要跟他纠正。
But then when we hear about their grumbling, complaining, and then we try to correct them,
突然就忘了说我们是要来安慰他，来鼓励他的。
We have forgotten the purpose why we are here in the first place.
就开始那个大刀拔起来，就啪啪啪啪开始砍了。
You bring up your sword of words and then start slicing away.
然后最后一句话说，我告诉你，道理就是这样，这样。
And lastly, you tell him, this is the truth.
把人家砍得遍体鳞伤。
And then this person is already suffering, and then you'll be hurt by you again.
我们看哥林多前书八章第一节。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1.
哥林多前书八章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1.
第一节。论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge pops up, but love edifies.
好，我要跳脱经文本身哈，他当时的这种情境。
So we will take this verse and share, but transcending from the situation in that time.
这段是当时保罗在回答哥林多教会。他们写信来问的问题了哈。
So this is like a Q&A. Paul is responding to a question that has been submitted by the Church of Corinth.
就是谈到这个祭偶像的问题。
Concerning things offered to idol.
好，那如果我们把那个祭偶像这个名词把它论到苦难的问题。
So if we substitute the concerning things offered to idol, we substitute it concerning suffering, the issue of suffering.
如果用约伯三个朋友，他们都有知识呢，他们都有一套嘛。
The three friends of Job, they all have knowledge. They all have their own knowledge.
但是他们那个知识那一套哇，让他们自高自傲。
However, their knowledge puffs them up.
唯有爱心能造就人。
But love edifies.
所以你看，三个朋友都各有所强调嘛。
So these three friends, they have their, they insist on particular things.
一个是强调他的经验嘛。
One, hold on to his own personal experience.
一个是强调古人的传统教训嘛。
One, hold on to the tradition and the wisdom of the old.
一个是强调自己的神学嘛。
And the third one insists on his own personal, theology understandings.
所以哇，他们的知识让他们自高自大。
And all this knowledge have puffed them up.
忘了受难者本身的立场。
They have forgotten about this person who is suffering.
只在乎现在自己的神学立场。
They only care about their own theological standing.
所以唯有爱心才能造就人。
But love edifies.
知识本身是没办法造就人。
Knowledge itself cannot be edifying.
如果没有爱心。
Without love.
在哥林多前书十三章第一节第三节那里告诉我们
Corinthians chapter 13
是没有用的啦。
It is useless.
我们看哥林多前书十三章第一节
chapter 13 verse 1。
我若能说万能的方言并天使的话语却没有爱，我就成了名的锣响的把一般。
Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love,I have become sounding brass or a clinking cymbal.
第二节
Verse 2.
我若有先知讲道之能，也能明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
第三节
Verse 3,
我若将所有的周济穷人又舍身叫人焚烧却没有爱仍然与我无益。
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
这里说哇很有恩赐呢。
It looks like a person who is very gifted.
很有能力呢。
Full of power.
但是没有爱的话。
However, if this person is without love,
就算不得什么,
then I am nothing.
就对自己无益，对别人也没有益。
Not profitable to himself nor to others.
只在那边强调自己的恩赐，只在那边强调自己的能力而已。
Only focusing on his own gifts and abilities.
哦，那约伯三个朋友到最后是落入不小心了，落入这种情境里面。
The three friends of Job, without knowing, they fall into this circumstance.
我们看十二章哈，约伯记十二章。
Let's come back to Job chapter 12.
十二章是约伯的辩证，因为说法这样跟他讲嘛。
Since Zophar has said to him this way,
第一段是第一节到十二节。
The first section is from verse 1.